Radio London. Baby.
Hey, there we go, from Barry Caffery to something serious for men, women, and people of a certain age. I think it's to do with tech, it's to do with progression, development, how you make your life easier, cheaper, fairer. The person who we've tasked with that, and I'm wondering if he's qualified to do it at the minute, Gadget Detective Fevzi Turkap. How are you, Fevzi?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you doing?
I'm all right. It sounds like you need one of those energy drinks. Don't give me your tired self. Give me your full, true,
no,
energetic
you just caught me,
self.
Caught me inhaling when you said it. I don't know if he's qualified at the minute. come back to me later. I'll be fully qualified.
Now, we're in trouble. Because I know you and I were supposed to have done something by today. And I asked Ella to find out. And she says, he can't remember. And I say to her, you're rubbish. And then she says, oh, by the way, can you remember? And I said to her, do not speak to me like that.
We are collectively rubbish. How's that?
There you go.
All right.
I'm happy to be in a collective with you. We are the Borg. And what do we have today? Where are we starting?
We've got three gadgets, but there's a couple of tech news stories, if you don't mind, that we could just touch on briefly. An AI researcher that works for Anthropic. Anthropic is one of the big AI developers. They develop Claude. So they're like OpenAI who developed ChatGPT. In fact, Anthropic was formed by former OpenAI employees, and one of them has just quit, saying the world is in peril and he's leaving to go back to England and study poetry. And it's kind of worrying. I mean, we know this.
I know this anyway.
But I mean, the things that he's been working on, like how to prevent bioterrorism, researching ways in which AI might be making us less human. I mean, these are research projects inside Anthropic that have actually been going on. And he seems to be having some sort of personal crisis as well.
The idea that you wouldn't, we can't put whatever he thinks down to a personal crisis only. If you are, I certainly know that for 20 years I did news, hard news, with no proper release. And it affects the way that I parent my children. I think there is an impact, isn't there?
I think there is. And to be fair, Anthropic, of the big companies that develop these sorts of large language models, are the one that are most open. They're doing what OpenAI should have been, hence the name OpenAI. They're the most open about the risks that they're finding. So they're the ones that say, well, here's a new model, and it's getting quite close to our sort of danger threshold that we have set up. This is the model that tried to blackmail one of the developers into revealing that they'd had an affair. This is the model that dumbed itself down during training so that it wouldn't have guardrails.
Effectively bots in a chat room?
Oh, yes. That was what used to be called Claude Bot, now called Open Claude. So this is a solo developer, actually, just one man, developed a system that can run 24 hours a day, either on your computer or in a cloud computer. And is effectively a real-time assistant. And the thing about it is it's really useful but really insecure, because you give it access to your email, you give it access to your credit cards, and it works autonomously. So what it can do, for example, is it can go through and just decide to send a message to your boss saying you quit because it thinks it's good for you to quit. You know, something like that could happen. Also has access to what's called your API key, which is how you pay for compute when your bot does stuff.
Do people completely give of themselves in that way?
You know, it's very seductive technology, this. I think I've said to you before how I was always personally very, very reluctant to share any personal information with certainly with Google and other technology systems, because the benefit wasn't worth it for me to do that. But with the advent of AI systems, particularly in the last couple of years, I've shared my medical information, I have.
You haven't?
Yeah, because
I'm paying it and I don't. No, you're not going to. Somebody else is looking at that.
Yeah, but both OpenAI and Anthropic have just announced health products, both personal health products and corporate health products. So it is a thing. I mean, I pay for my services, so in theory, this stuff should be not used for training purposes, you know, retraining the model. But yeah, I mean, in reality, I've made a personal decision to share at a very deep level my personal information with these systems in order to gain certain benefits. I hope I will actually live a little bit longer and better as a result of it.
Because you're living a clean life. The life that I live doesn't allow me to do that.
Well,
it doesn't allow me to trust like that.
Maybe you would. Well, you know, that's the thing. I wouldn't plan a bank robbery using it. What was that film? Was it called Frank? Do you remember that film where it's set in the near future, where a man with early stage dementia is bought a robot to help him at home? And the robot decides that actually it would be good for him to have a project. And it turns out the guy, unbeknownst to the son, used to be a jewel thief. He was retired. So the robot helped him plan one last heist. So it's kind of interesting. You can actually plan a robbery with an AI, it turns out.
Yeah, I mean, we are going to have this conversation as long as we do this show. I trust it, but I am not giving it my soul. And I know you have trust issues, so I have to go and reconsider that now, because for you to do what you've just said you've done, you must trust it. But I do know also that as well as giving people some of the headlines, I need to give them some of the bargains or whatever. So let's go through the list of what you've picked
right
this week for me.
Three gadgets, okay. One from a German company called Devolo or Devolo, D-E-V-O-L-O. This is a system that solves the problem of how to get internet all around your home. Now, we looked at a system not dissimilar to this about a month ago. This is from the same people, but it's cheaper. And I've realized that not everyone needs the whiz-bang version we looked at last time. So this one is functionally very similar. So this is a hybrid device. And we're used to sort of Wi-Fi permeating through our homes, but sometimes the Wi-Fi signal doesn't make it to the furthest reaches of our homes. It can be because of the construction of our home, the walls, what they're made of. It can be because of interference from the Wi-Fi of your neighbors, for example. It's a very common cause. Even things like microwave ovens and so forth can interfere with Wi-Fi. So this is a hybrid system because it is both Wi-Fi and what's called power line. And power line is an unusual technology. It sends data through your mains wiring. So you have these plug units that you plug into your electrical wall sockets, one of them near the router where the internet comes into your home. It connects to the power line adapter using a cable, an Ethernet cable. And then it has the ability to send that signal through the mains wiring to other nodes plugged into power sockets in other parts of your home.
Just be real. What was fibre optic supposed to allow me to do?
Fibre optic was just a way of carrying more information along a line
quicker
than a piece of copper wire.
Right,
yeah,
okay.
Faster. So you get fibre optic increasingly to the cabinet or sometimes directly into your home. So a fibre optic cable is a glass tube which is treated so that light can propagate along the tube by bouncing along the inner surface of the tube, and then it carries, because it's pulses of light, it carries digital information. So instead of voltage variations on a copper wire, it's actually light being shot down a tube. And we've seen it, you know, like those fiber optic Christmas trees where you see the colors glowing through the tips of the little fiber optic tubules. So that's a sort of slightly different thing. What this is it's, as I say, power line technology sends the data through the tubes. When it comes up at the far end, you know, where in the room where you've got the other adapter that pulls the internet signal out of the mains wiring, you can then either connect it via a wire to your, say, your games console, your TV streaming 4K. And it also produces a plume of Wi-Fi in that room. But because it's produced in that room you haven't got the problem of the Wi-Fi signal having to go through several walls to get to the far corner of your home. So this is a good hybrid system. So this one is called the Develo Magic 2 Wi-Fi Next, not to be confused with the Develo Magic 2 Wi-Fi 6 Next. The 6 Next is the more expensive one. The reason why I'm featuring this is it's about £100 cheaper, and although the Wi-Fi is not as quick, it's quick enough for almost all normal users. The only time you'd really need the other one is not just if you're trying to get internet around the home, but if you're trying to connect computers to each other around your home. So let's say you've got a laptop downstairs and you want to be able to access, you know, the movie stored on your server upstairs or something like that, then the other one is worthwhile. But this one is very good. Its starter kit is just under £190. The multi-room kit is about £310. And to compare it, the multi-room kit of the other version is £410. And you can add on individual nodes for £130. I've given it 4 stars out of 5 because of this hybrid technology. It solves effectively the problem of how to get the internet, you know, at full speed across the whole house. One thing is, if you buy something like this, buy it from somewhere with a good returns policy, because every now and then the wiring in an individual's home may not be compatible, and there's really no way to know until you plug it in and try it. So most people, it will work fine. Mine works fine. I've never had a personal a problem with it personally, but some people do. But 4 stars out of 5, the Develo Magic 2 Wi-Fi Next.
Fantastic. We're going to Anker next, are we?
Yeah, Anker have got a sub-brand called Solix, S-O-L-I-X. So Anker is A-N-K-E-R, for those that don't know. So this is a power bank. So it's very similar to the power banks that we've spoken about before, which are these portable batteries that we use to recharge our phones, our tablets, to power our laptops at times. We're not talking about the ones where you plug in mains devices, but this is a big chunky power bank called the Solix C200 DC. And the reason I'm mentioning this is this device can be used to deliver up to 200 watts of power at the same time. It's got 5 device charging ports, so you can charge up 5 different things at the same time. And it's got quite a significant output, so you could power a couple of laptops off it at the same time, for example. But the really nice thing is the deal that's on for this at the moment. And it's quite interesting, because normally Anker prices match the prices of Amazon. But on this case, this deal is £300 at Amazon, but it's £150 on Anker, A-N-K-E-R, their own website, which is unusual. And the reason why it's that amount of money is it comes with its own solar cells. You've got 60-watt solar panels that you can unfold and set up to charge this device and keep it topped up. And you don't have to have bright sunlight for it to be able to, you know, grab sufficient sunlight to do this. So you can charge up this power bank in the traditional way by plugging it into the mains, or you can attach it to the solar panels that come with it in this bundle, and keep it charged up that way. So it's good, obviously, if you're out, you know, camping or outdoors, but it's also quite useful if you just want to put the power cells, the solar panels, outside your home, you know, just outside your window, for example, run a cable inside and then just keep it topped up indoors. It doesn't have to be when you're traveling, but it's quite a special device. And as I say, it's currently half its normal price. Normally this bundle is £300. It's now £150 at the Anker website, 4 stars out of 5.
Listen, I'm going to have to have a look at that. And once you say I can save 150 quid, I forget about the fact that I'm spending 100 quid, don't I? I'll save 100 pounds. You might not be able to help, but I do encourage questions when you come on. Quite often they've come after you've left. Siren Battersea said, how can somebody with a visual impairment use the internet? I'm not blind, but I've got a visual impairment. What do I do on a Mac? Can you help that? Or,
I can do. So the traditional solution was that you'd have what's called a screen reader. So a famous one would be Jaws, like the shark. And you'd get that and it would read everything on your screen. That functionality is largely built into Mac OS and Windows and iOS and Android now. Apple are particularly good at what are called accessibility features. So one doesn't have to be, completely blind. One can be partially sighted and still benefit. So there are various settings that allow a Mac to read the contents of the screen or to display the screen in a way which are sort of high contrast colors or different font sizes and so forth. All of these things can be set up. And the good thing for your listener is that because they've got a Mac, they can actually ring Apple's technical support line and they will support it. Even, by the way, even when they say, oh, you only get 1 year support or 2 years support, in practice, Apple will never refuse you. I've rung up with machines that were 10 years old and they've helped me. So you can ask them. You can either take it into an Apple store if it's like a laptop, or you can just ring them up and ask them to take you through the settings that you need for your particular visual limitation, because people with age-related macular degeneration, for example, will have different setup needs to people who have a cataract, for example. So the best thing to do is make an appointment in store if your computer is a laptop or is a portable device like a Mac Mini, for example. You can make an appointment with what they call the Genius Bar. And then they will help you set it up. Or if you can't get into store for any reason, then you ring Apple, and they will help you. And they're very good at that. Android is nearly as good, to be fair. And Windows also has its moments, but they just don't have the same support network. So, your listener is fortunate that they've got a Mac in this case, I think.
Well done. I really appreciate you doing that for me. Sarah, hopefully that helps. And just to let you know, Fevzy comes onto the show every fortnight. And what we do is we talk. Sometimes we argue, but I do love him. He's like a much older brother to me. And we talk about technical
Except
stuff.
Except for the age, right?
And the height, yes. So if there is a question that you've got for Fevzy, you can either send them to him at the Gadget Detective directly, or you send it to him and we'll store it, and then we'll try and help as many people as we can. We've got one more, Fevzy, and we've got 3 minutes.
Yeah, so this is one I bought with my own money. It's from DeLonghi, which is an Italian brand. They're known for various things like air conditioning units, air purifiers, and also their heaters. And this is an oil-filled electric radiator. So this is if you don't want to fire up the heating across your whole home, or if your boiler's broken down. In fact, I lent my one recently to a family member whose boiler broke down. They've still got it, and it's very effective. So these are oil-filled electric radiators. So they look a bit like a conventional radiator, but they're on four wheels, as it were, so you can move it around your home. It's a 2.5 kilowatt device. It's called the TRDX 41025E, it's also known as Dragon 4 Pro. And 2.5 kilowatts is the important figure, because you can't plug in anything more than 2.5 kilowatts realistically, because your normal mains wiring will only support 3,000 watts. Yeah, it's 13 being the maximum ampage, and 240 being the maximum voltage. So P equals VI, voltage times current, means you get 3 kilowatts. So 2.5 kilowatts, you wouldn't want to go in anything over that, because you'll have other things plugged in at the same time. So this thing can heat a good size room, 75 cubic meter room. It can heat it, and it heats it very efficiently. And what it does is it heats up the oil inside it. So even after you turn off the power, it continues to give out heat for a good long while afterwards as the oil cools down and releases heat. But it's got some really special tricks. Other than the power, which is, I think, the really key thing, it's got a digital timer on it, so you can set it to turn itself on and off at particular times. It's got anti-frost protection, so it prevents freezing in cold weather. But the thing I really like about it is the eco function. It actually saves you money. So you know when you have a thermostat, so a lot of these devices have got thermostats in them, so you say, I want it to keep the room at 21 degrees Celsius, and it does its best. But the way a traditional thermostat does that is it will carry on heating at full power until it hits 21 degrees.
And then stop.
Yes, but then it will overshoot, and particularly because of the type of device this is where it stores heat in oil, it will continue to give out heat even after the thermostat has turned it off. So it will overshoot in both directions, right? It will go over and then it will go under by quite a large margin. And in doing so, it will use more electricity. But because this thing has got three power settings, I think about 1100 watts, 1400 watts and 2500 watts, what it does is as it approaches the temperature that you want, it steps down its power. It slows itself down. It's a bit like a car braking as it comes up to a line or a crossing where it has to stop. It doesn't, you know, a car wouldn't do hopefully 60 miles an hour up to a crossing and then suddenly stop. It will start braking well in advance and slowing down. And in the same way, this device, because of its eco mode, steps down its power as it starts to get close to the target temperature, and in doing so doesn't overshoot the temperature and waste your electricity. That itself, I mean, although this is not a cheap device, the list price on it is about £180. I think I've seen Costco do it for about £130, although I think you need a membership card, but I think it's worth actually buying the membership card for that one purchase.
I have.
Yeah, so, and you can just buy the online one. You don't have to go into store and pick it up. So I think you can get it for like $129.99. And just that feature itself will pay for itself because of the cost of electricity being what it is. The ability for it to step down its power and not overshoot the mark is really important. But also just the quality of the thing. For example, the wheels are rubberized, so if you've got a hardwood floor, you're not going to have scratches all over your floor. It's just really solidly built. And I think that's, although, you know, other brands of this exist, the reason why I chose to buy a De'Longhi one is just they're just so well made. And this one is a good combination of smart technology, high power, and electronic control.
Well, we've overshot now. What? How many stars?
4 stars out of 5.
You're a good man. And where can people catch you?
GadgetDetective.com. Check out the podcast as well.
Come on, say something like this week. We've got a fantastic reveal of Sell Yourself, for goodness sake. Fevzi, God bless you. We'll talk again very soon.
Cheers. Bye-bye.